one of me, love for you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved for you, alone. I wanna be kissed for you, just you, nobody else.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM. KPHX here in Phoenix. This is our Halloween spooktacular all month long here in October. And Joseph, what song is it?
Well, of course, you recognize this as I Wanna Be Loved By You by Helen Kane from House of 1000 Corpses.
That's right.
And, of course, if we're talking about houses with corpses in them, we are talking about haunted attractions, and we have a really special treat for everyone right now. President of the Haunted Attraction Association, John Eslich, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, guys. Good to be here.
Great. We really appreciate your time. And let's start off by saying, tell us a little bit about what the Haunted Attraction Association is.
Well, the Haunted Attraction Association represents haunted attractions, all over the country and actually all over the world. And we're comprised of a 13 board membership, or not membership, but a board of directors. And we meet and we discuss how we promote the haunted attraction industry. We do education. We try to teach safety, and we network amongst all the haunts across the country, kind of to provide and get the word out that, hey, Halloween and haunted attractions, that's a very good form of entertainment. Get out there and visit your haunts, and we're going to be safe and take good care of you.
John, I'm on your website. It's a really nice website, by the way.
HauntedAttractionAssociation.com.
That's easy for you to say. And anyway, it's a very nice website, and it has a section on membership. So people can join this for just regular people?
Yes. I mean, it's really designed for the professional haunter and haunt owners, but we do have different membership levels. So we have, obviously, the haunted attraction level. We also have vendors, and those are the individuals that create a lot of the products and animations and the blood and the gore that we all use in our attraction. But there's also some called an associate level, to where if you're just really into Halloween and like to get more involved, then you can join as an associate. What that allows you to do is you go to some of these trade shows, and by being a member, you can meet individuals that have been in this business for 10, 20, even 30 years. And that information is invaluable if you're trying to, even if you're doing a yard haunt or home haunt, eventually you might want to build up to a commercial attraction. I mean, you can't really get any more feedback from talking to the experts out there, and we kind of represent all the attractions, so you're really getting a lot of bang for your buck.
So basically, if you're even thinking of going and getting into the industry and creating your own haunted house, this would definitely be a must join for someone like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if you're thinking about getting in the industry, you not only want to join the association, because that'll connect you to not only myself, but a lot of the leaders in the industry, and it'll get you up to speed, so to say, a lot faster than going all the trial and error on your own. So really the talking and the networking that takes place is really the true value in that. We show you how to do it the right way, and if you have questions, you're like, no, that's not going to work. You got to think about this. So
it's really cool on your website where you have these levels, enthusiasts, and there's a certain measurement on it, actors and makeup artists. That's certainly important for haunted houses, home haunts, vendors, and haunted attractions. It's really cool how you've done this with your website. So, there's a lot of things that go into making a good haunted attraction. What are some of the key elements, would you say, makes a great haunted attraction?
Well, the key elements, I mean, there's always these different phobias out there. So you want to attack some of those. Aside from all the blood and the gore, you can decide to be bloody and gory if you want. But there's certain things like spiders and snakes that'll really get to certain individuals. Clowns is another one. It's amazing, the fear of clowns out there. Obviously, the chainsaw. I mean, nothing's better than chasing out someone out the back of the haunted house with a chainsaw. There's some real key elements that really are staples and really just, they get them every time, that you wouldn't have to include in your attraction.
And, I would think anticipation for someone jumping out, for some surprise, would be a major component of the fear of a haunted house.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. So how we do that is we have, you know, use music and audio. And so with that audio and the music and things, that leads to all that suspense and stuff that you're talking about. So it kind of like sets the tone and the lighting and stuff. That really sets people up to get, you know, jumping.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, John, you're obviously telling us about some of the great things, that makes a great haunted house. Now, in addition to the local listeners we have here in the Phoenix and Arizona and general area, also national and global listeners that we have, and some of them that may be making their way to Ohio. And you want to talk a little bit about the attraction that you run as well?
Oh, sure. So I'm in Canton, Ohio, which is the northeast Ohio, just outside of Cleveland. And as the name suggests, the Factory of Terror is the name of my attraction. So naturally, I located into an abandoned industrial factory that used to make engine parts. So it really sets the tone and it really matches with my theme. And since it's a factory, it's quite large. So over the last 15 years, you know, we've built this attraction up to where we have the Guinness World Record for the largest, I guess they say longest, indoor haunted attraction. So we're very proud of that. And, you know, we're currently still the largest. And we have a lot of things here besides the building. We have a lot of cool theatrical effects, video effects, and just all those elements that makes an attraction just awesome and gets you out there screaming and wanting more.
Nice. Well, you know, again, if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with John Eslich, president of the Haunted Attraction Association. You know, John, a little bit later in the show, we are going to be speaking with actress Leanne Lapp on behalf of iZombie on the CW. You know, zombies are always popular. You know, would you agree the same for this year? Pretty big?
Oh, yeah. Zombies aren't going, they're not, haven't gone away. Every haunt's going to have zombies in there. You know, they're easy to costume, they're bloody, and they're a lot of fun. And, you know, and really the mainstream people out there, they're so used to having zombies around anymore. It's, you know, it's kind of, you got to have it. It's kind of like part of society now.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely true. And, you know, if we're talking with, you know, you're kind of like the king of haunts, president of the Haunted Attraction Association. Would you, what would you say your favorite scary movie is?
My favorite scary movie, well, I hate to say it, but I don't really watch many scary movies.
Oh.
But I like the Ring and the Halloween movies. Okay. You know, Friday the 13th. Some of those classics are great. But I really don't watch many movies. I hate to admit that. But and we don't really copy movies in our shows because a lot of those characters are copyrighted and things. So
true.
We want to stay away from that. And that's the kind of thing that we talk about with the association. You know, with copyright issues and things like that to keep, you know, people out of lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, that totally makes sense. Now, John, when you created the haunted, your haunted house, haunted attraction, what were you hoping the reaction would be? I mean, is it just to the most people just a really enjoyable experience witnessing such a great way of building this haunted attraction, or are you trying to create fear and terror and different emotions? Is that part of how you build a haunted attraction?
Well, for me, you know, I like the gadgets. I like the technology and the gadgets. And when you can, you know, design rooms and then the people start screaming, and those screams is really what I'm after. When they come out screaming and laughing and having a good time, that's my personal satisfaction. Seeing someone enjoy something that we've created and want to do it again and again. So that's kind of what I enjoy. Plus, my background is construction, and I'm able to get, I tear buildings down for a living. And what I do there, I'm able to salvage things from other buildings and incorporate them into this show here. So that's a lot of fun for me.
Now, John, around how many actors do you have per haunted house?
We need to open our doors. Like tonight we open, we'll need 120 people on staff to open up.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so we're stretched over a mile of walking path and over like 80,000 square feet. So yeah, we need 120 people to open, and that's not uncommon. There's a lot of shows across the country that, you know, will take 100 to 200 people. Which it gets quite intense.
That is incredible. Have you ever had a situation where someone got so scared they actually sort of went after one of the actors or actresses to protect themselves because they were so much believing it was so real? Has that ever happened?
Yes. What happens is when you sneak up on somebody or you catch somebody off guard, a lot of the times the reaction is to, you know, a knee-jerk reaction where you would move your hands up. And what happens is a lot of times they get popped in the mouth or hit in the nose. So that is fairly common. And the other thing happens is, what happens? You get scared, you run. So you get scared, you take off running. Well, you could run right into one of the other workers or actors. Or right into a wall and knock yourself out. But, you know, it's kind of crazy. I mean, when you turn the lights off and turn music on and hide people throughout an attraction, a lot of crazy things happen. So we watch them. And, yeah, our actors do get beat up. I mean, there's no question about it.
But they probably know up front what, you know, that comes with the territory.
They do it. But once you experience it, it's, you know, it's a whole different story.
Oh, yeah,
we
talk
about it. But then once also you take a shot to the chin, you're like, oh, that's what they said. I might get hit one day.
Yeah, nobody wants one of those. And I remember when I was a kid, I ran straight through a haunted house, and I regret doing that because I missed all of the sights and sounds. And, you know, now I try to stroll through them as slowly as I can so I can take in everything. I absolutely love Halloween. And one final question for you. Again, we are speaking with President of the Haunted Attraction Association, John Eslich. You know, for our listeners who maybe want to up the ante just for their own personal costumes, any hints or tips or, you know, just advice to maybe make their Halloween costume or even their just their home display a little scarier?
Well, you know, fog is always good. Put a little bit of fog in there. I say if you're going to use some lighting, try to use some LED lights because they're cheaper to run and they're way less of a fire hazard. So you want to use LED lights. Got to throw some fog in there. You know, camo always hides. You put some camo on the walls, it hides flaws and things like that. But yeah, get some good makeup and have fun with it. I mean, that's bottom line. You got to have fun with it.
Oh, very true.
Be responsible, too. You can't just, you got to be respectful of the people coming through. You just can't, violate people.
Yeah.
Stuff. You got to be respectful and because they're there to have a good time.
That's true.
And the actors have a good time, too. So
That's true. We absolutely love Halloween here on Breakthrough Entertainment. Again, we'll be visiting several different haunted houses throughout the month. And I know I'm going to several different parties and, you know, zombie crawls. And all this, so much excitement. President of the Haunted Attraction Association, John Eslich, thank you so much for joining us. Happy Halloween, John.
Hey, thanks, guys, and same to you, and have a great, safe season.
Thank you so much, John.
All right, excellent. A great interview. Yeah, fascinating. And we'll be providing more sneak peeks at haunted attractions throughout the month. But of course, there's much more to come here on Breakthrough Entertainment. I think that, Dave, you and Trisha are going to have sex with strangers.
Yes.
Or you already did?
No, we did.
Oh, okay. So
no, we saw it.
Okay, all right. Well, that's
visually
exciting.
Well, stunning.
If you want to know what that's all about, you're going to want to stay tuned here to Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular. Can't get any scarier than that. But the song that's taking us into our break is Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Of course, if we had a little bit of a House of a Thousand Corpses, we need to meet the Devil's Rejects, the Firefly family. Sid Haig, Captain Spaulding.
Absolutely.
Otis.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
All of them. This song played towards the end of the movie, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Dave and you and I got a chance to experience being right in the middle of this song playing the shootout. We won't spoil it for our listeners who have yet to experience The Devil's Rejects, but I'm telling you, one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
It's good stuff. Yeah, both of them there. House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects, good job by Rob Zombie. And, of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular all month long here in October on 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.